There are few things as vitally important and incessantly annoying as passwords. Passwords that keep us safe, to log onto our computer, to look at a bank account, to download information, and passwords we're always forgetting and can never get back into again. Well, Microsoft's new version of Windows is coming out this summer, and that may help to begin, at least, to put an end to passwords. Todd Bishop from the tech website GeekWire is here to tell us about it. I'm very excited about this. I hope it works out the way it could work out. It's got the very welcoming name. It's Windows Hello.
That's right. That's right. And this is essentially a biometric login. So Windows 10 devices with specialized hardware on them will literally recognize your face or your iris, in addition to serving as a fingerprint reader as another form of logging in. And then they will in turn authenticate with a different service that Microsoft is codenaming Passport. That'll sound familiar to the Microsoft historians out there because Microsoft has used that in the past. But that will then help you log in to sites and apps as an extension of this Windows login.
Does it work, Todd? Have you had a chance to try it out?
I have not had a chance to try it out on Windows, although Microsoft did roll out an early version of this technology with the Xbox One. And I have to tell you, it is very solid on the Xbox One. If you walk into a room with an Xbox One and the Kinect sensor attached to that console, it recognizes you instantly and logs you in, even if somebody else is already logged in. So the initial experience here is very promising.
Now, Apple's already got this fingerprint identification system. Why is Windows Hello significant when it comes to innovation?
Well, this is an example of Microsoft actually doing something that it's often criticized for not doing, and that is bringing technology out of its research and development labs and getting it into the market and potentially getting it into the market before others have done so. And Microsoft has traditionally lagged in that way. And this is an example then of Microsoft really trying to accelerate that innovation under the new CEO, Satya Nadella.
Now, is Microsoft saying this would completely eliminate the need for passwords?
No. One of the big caveats coming out of the gate is that this will only work with hardware that's been specially designed for it. There's also a new Intel technology that's essentially a 3D camera that Intel is going to be shipping with a lot of new computers, and it will work with that as well. That said, this is the type of thing that you would find on a high-end notebook or a high-end tablet, not the $200 thing that you'll get in the bargain bin at Best Buy. But it is something that will at least start to address the problem.
So not on your phone yet. They're not promising that.
They are not specifically promising that, although it would be easy to imagine it going there eventually, where you could just have as part of the bezel of your phone some kind of sensor that would see you and log you in.
Now, what could go wrong with Windows Hello, this recognition system?
Well, essentially, the accuracy of the system would be the biggest potential pitfall. And I would be more concerned about that if I had not seen the Xbox One and how well it generally works there, at least in my experience. I'm sure we're going to get emails and calls from listeners who say that it may not work for them. But so far, at least, it seems to be working well. So that would be the biggest pitfall. From a security standpoint, they actually say that it is very secure. It's up to enterprise-grade security. They showed an example where if you took a picture of yourself and put it in front of you, the system did not recognize you. So somebody couldn't do that.
So it knows it's a picture and not you.
Absolutely.
So the other big news out of Microsoft is this new web browser codenamed Project Spartan. What's wrong with Internet Explorer, the kind of legacy brand for Microsoft that's been around forever?
Internet Explorer is so despised by so many folks out there, not only web developers who for many years suffered through its lack of support for web standards, which has improved dramatically over the years, but also users who I think in many cases felt like it was somewhat forced upon them because it comes bundled with Windows still, despite the best efforts of the U.S. Department of Justice back in the day. And so Microsoft is really trying to move on here. They have not yet announced the official name for what is now being codenamed Project Spartan, but the idea is to create this web browser for the modern web, the idea that you can take notes inside the web browser and that you can very easily share things. And so this is what they're going to be shipping with Windows 10.
Well, and of course, Firefox and Chrome have taken a big share, a market share, away from Internet Explorer, which once was kind of the preeminent one. How much market share do they have left? Do you have any idea?
They're right around 50% at last check.
That's still a big big chunk.
It still is a big chunk, but it's nowhere near the 80 or 90% that Microsoft Internet Explorer was back in the day.
So they got to make sure it's not new Coke. They got to make sure this new project doesn't disappoint the old users.
That's right. Well, and it's actually a great analogy. Windows 8 is seen by many as new Coke, and now Microsoft, in coming out with Windows 10, is essentially going back to some of the core of what people loved about Windows 7 and earlier versions.
And that puzzling jump over Windows 9, too, that never happened.
Exactly.
So how does all this, like Windows Hello and a new web browser, fit into Microsoft's campaign to remain relevant to customers at a time when its core operating system and Microsoft Office are really under challenge?
Absolutely. This is Microsoft's flagship still. Under Satya Nadella, Microsoft is releasing apps and services for all sorts of platforms, for iPhone and iPad. Office is now free on iPhone and iPad, and they just announced the deal this morning to put it onto Samsung Android tablets. So because of that, Microsoft needs to essentially show that Windows is still worth paying attention to. It's not just about Office. It's about these core features that Microsoft can deliver that are different than you can get on iPad or Android or Google Chromebooks. And so that really is the key with the Windows 10 release, them proving that.
And when's that going to be again? When is Windows 10?
It's going to be coming out mid-year. That is when it's going to be released. It's already being tested by people in Microsoft's Windows Insider program, and it's going to be coming out just in a few months.
Todd Bishop from GeekWire, the website you've got to check out if you want to know what's going on with tech here. Thank you so much for coming by.
Anytime, Ron.
Appreciate it.